So we're picking up with the praises that these Rebbeim who were together in Yavne were giving to their hosts. Rabbi Elazar ben Noah Shel Rabbi Yossi Aglili was honoring his host, and he said that Hashem blessed Oved Edom for housing the Aron. Right, there was a certain period where the Aron stayed in Oved Edom's house. But all he did, he would just clean it and dust it a little bit. And he was still blessed by Hashem. So all the more so someone who hosts and feeds a Talmud Chacham, how much more so are they going to be blessed? So what was the blessing that Oved Edom got? Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvida says that his wife and eight daughter-in-laws each had sextuplets. They each had six children. And then Oved Edom ended up with 62 sons and grandsons. Rav Avin Halevi says that if you try to force wealth and honor, you'll just find yourself having setbacks and you won't be successful. However, if you don't force it and you wait for the right time instead of trying to just push it and make it the right time, you will find success. And a story which proves this is that when the rabbis needed a new Rosh Yeshiva in Bavel, they asked the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael if they should appoint Rav Yosef, who they called Sinai because he knew so much, or should they appoint Rabba, who was called Oker Harim because he was an expert in analysis. And the rabbis answered that they should appoint Rav Yosef because he knows so much Torah, and everyone needs that would be best. However, Rav Yosef wouldn't take the position because the astrologer said that he would die after 2 years of being Rosh Yeshiva, so he gave it to Rabba. Rabba served as the Rosh Yeshiva for 22 years, and when he died, Rav Yosef took over, and he was Rosh Yeshiva for 2.5 years. And we see that by him pushing it off, he didn't lose anything. In fact, he even gained half a year serving as the Rosh Yeshiva. And we say that the entire time that Rabba was the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yosef wouldn't even ask a bloodletter to come to his house. Rather, he would go to his house. And this is showing that as long as it wasn't his time to be a ruler and to be the leader, to be the Rosh Yeshiva, he wouldn't claim any leadership. He wouldn't claim any honor. Even though he was the one who was asked to be the Rosh Yeshiva, he wouldn't claim any honor for himself. He wasn't trying to force the time. Rav Halevi says, why does the pasuk say Yancha Hashem biyom Sarah Yisagevcha Hashem Elokei Yaakov? Why does it say that Hashem is only Elokei Yaakov? What about Avram Yitzchak? Was Hashem not the God of Avram and Yitzchak also? So it's teaching that if several people are carrying a beam, the owner has to carry the thickest, heaviest part. So what's this going to teach? It's basically saying that Yaakov, he was the one who had all the shvatim. He was the one that Bnei Yisrael comes from him, and since it's coming from him, he's the one that's responsible to daven for mercy. He's the one that has to carry the thickest part of the beam. The responsibility is on him to ensure that Bnei Yisrael are that Hashem has mercy on them and that they're daven for and things like that. Rav Avin Halevi says that if you benefit from a meal that a Talmud Chacham is at, you're going to benefit. It's as if you're benefiting from the radiance of Hashem, because the pasuk says that everyone came together, Aaron, Moshe, Yisro, Aaron's sons, and they all came together for a meal, and the pasuk says that they were eating before Hashem. However, why does it say they were eating before Hashem? They were eating before Moshe. So it's teaching that even though they were eating before Talmud Chacham, Moshe, so it's as if they were eating before Hashem. Rav Avin Halevi says that when you leave your friend, you should say Lech Lishalom, not Lech Bishalom. Because Yitro, when he left Moshe, he said Lech Lishalom, and then it was good for Moshe. Obviously, Moshe had a lot of success. However, when David left Avshalom, he said Lech Bishalom, and Avshalom was killed. Rav Avin Halevi says that when you leave a dead person, though, you say Lech Bishalom. Rav Levi Bar Achia says if you go from shul straight to the base medrash and you learn Torah, you go straight from davening to learning Torah, you're going to merit greeting the face of Hashem. Rav says that Talmidei Chacham have no rest in this world or in Olam Haba, the next world, because they're always learning Torah. Rav Lazar Bar Chanina says that Talmidei Chachamim increase peace in the world, and we leave off with a series of psukim, various psukim that are all talking about peace. Shalom Rav lo avei torasecha v'ein lamo michshol, yihi shalom b'cheilecha shalva baramano secha, leman achai v'reyai adabra na shalom bach, leman beis Hashem elokeinu avak shatov lach, Hashem oz yamo yitain, Hashem yivarech es amo v'ashalom, yashkoch, on finishing the ninth perek, hadron Allah haroa, uslika la meseches brachos, and shkoyach and big mazel tov on finishing meseches brachos, yashkoch to everyone, mazel tov, will pick up with Shabbos tomorrow, shkoyach.